Let's have another look at what it says in your morning papers now with Mark O'Driscoll.
The calm before the storm. A picture of the cloudy skies that loom over Tampa ahead of Hurricane Milton's expected landfall by Florida-based photographer Tristan Wheelock dominates the front page of the Irish Examiner. The paper reports how officials in the US are warning of a potentially disastrous storm surge as it churns towards Florida's west coast, with flooding and high winds expected. Meanwhile, inside the Irish Daily Star, the paper's political correspondent Louise Byrne details how Hurricane Milton has dealt a blow to the meeting of the Taoiseach Simon Harris and US President Joe Biden today. A reception in the Rose Garden of the White House had been scheduled to take place, but has now been postponed indefinitely due to the Category 5 storm. However, a curtailed meeting of the two leaders will still go ahead this afternoon. All of this morning's papers cover the sense of relief felt by families now that Israeli forces have departed from a post in South Lebanon where Irish peacekeepers are serving. The mother of one Irish soldier has told the Irish Independent that recent days have been absolutely agonising, as it felt like they could barely breathe after the IDF recently breached the blue line demarcation. On the front page of today's Irish Times, Jack Horgan-Jones reports that new arrivals from Ukraine may no longer be offered accommodation here from next March, under proposals being developed by senior government officials. It's also understood that the officials are considering a number of other options, including the introduction of a new maximum stay rule focused on exiting Ukrainians who have been in state accommodation for the longest time first. Several papers tell us about RTE this morning, following yesterday's confirmation that the Controller and Auditor General will be assigned as the new auditor of the National Broadcaster, and also after its appearance before the Oireachtas Environment Committee yesterday. A number of the country's international sports players, both past and present, also make today's papers. One of which is former Republic of Ireland footballer Anthony Stokes, who the Irish Daily Mirror reports has been jailed for 15 months for having nearly €4,000 worth of cocaine in a car as he led Gardaí on a high-speed chase while he was over the drink-driving limit. The ex-Celtic and Sunderland player was yesterday sentenced at Dublin District Court over the drug seizure and road pursuit last year, when he sped up to 160 kilometres per hour and nearly crashed into another car. The Irish Sun has the story about Mick Wallace's appeal for the return of a stolen mobile phone that contains photos and voice messages from his late son. The former MEP is offering a reward for the return of the device after his son Joseph Wallace passed away in June at the age of 30, having undergone surgery the previous year for a brain tumour. The topic of transport is also prominent in this morning's papers. Keep going as long as you can, older drivers have been told, reports Anne Lucy in the Irish Examiner, following yesterday's road safety conference in Tralee, at which mature motorists were advised to ignore those breaking traffic laws in what was described as an increased climate of aggression and speed on the country's roads. While calls by Sinn Féin TD Mairead Farrell for the resumption of the catering trolley on the Galway to Dublin train are also carried by several papers. And finally, the Irish Daily Mail reports that a Mayo man has now been dubbed the Fresh Prince of Belmullet. That's after Trevor Hyland from Shrewl travelled to Switzerland for the first ever Mullet Cup. While he missed out on the top spot, Trevor did win the popular vote for his ginger locks. His prize, a year's supply of free, aptly named, Mullet Iced Tea.
Mark, thank you.